I'm pleased. I really dig your company. Your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy. Radio Gorgeous. Online, on your phone, on a podcast, or on your tablet. Listen anywhere, anytime. Today, we're very happy to welcome onto Radio Gorgeous, Deb Rose. Deb Rose is a vegan raw food entrepreneur. She's created her own line of organic foods and she regularly promotes healthy food by giving interactive raw food demonstrations. And I'm really excited because today on Radio Gorgeous, Deb Rose is going to give us one. That is a raw food demonstration. Hi, Deb Rose. How are you?
Hello. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Really well. So you are a vegan. How long have you been a vegan?
I've been a vegan since 2010. I embarked on a 3-month raw food detoxing course with one of my mentors. His name is Dr. Derren of Health Restore. Initially, it was just to prepare myself for a holiday with the girls. I was planning after the 3 months to go on holiday to Antigua. I wanted to lose weight. I wanted to have fantastic glowing skin. I wanted to have a happier disposition and I wanted to have a good time. So that was the reason why I embarked on it. Not realizing as I was going through the course that it was actually going to do so many positive things for me that I had to remain on it. When I did go back to eating things like meat and fish and dairy products, I felt the negative effects straight away. I felt really sluggish. I had bad digestion issues. All spots started to come out. I started to smell. It was really disgusting. And plus the physiological effect as well. Just knowing that I shouldn't be reverting back to these kinds of foods and that having also a negative effect.
Now, what I'm worried about is if you went there to do some partying,
which I did.
Are you allowed to drink alcohol ever on your diet?
I will allow myself every now and again, even though I consider myself to be a raw foodist. I do know that it can be quite dangerous to be too restrictive. So I do allow myself every now and again to have an organic glass of red wine.
Yeah.
Just one, or maybe even half of one, because one may make me anybody's. And also with things like fermented foods as well, fermented fruits, probiotics and so forth that are made with fruits and with yeast helps to activate the sugar so it becomes fermented. That also has a slight alcoholic content as well. So in that sense,
is fermentation good for you?
Yes. The fermented foods with the natural bacteria are very, very beneficial, especially if you do a lot of cleanses, because I induce diarrhea basically on a regular basis. And
you use it onto yourself?
Yes. Yes, I have a flush on a regular basis.
Wow. Because we don't choose, it just happens to us.
Okay. It just happens, yeah. Well, if it ever does happen to you again on the off chance, it's kind of like, I think most people, they're more aware of products like Yakult.
Yeah.
Yakult says that it has a natural bacteria as well, and it's good for the digestive system. So when we either induce or accidentally suffer from diarrhea and it all comes out of our system from the back end, it's taken out the good as well as the bad bacteria, and we need to replace the good bacteria. So things like Yakult, which has dairy products, so I don't advocate that, but I know that's what most people are aware of and that's what's most widely available in the supermarkets.
Would you buy yours from a health food store in a pill then?
Not in a pill form. There are people who I know within the black community who make their own probiotics. The ones that are in the shops with probiotics, if they're just on the shelf, if they're not in the fridge, then they're not real. They need to be in the fridge in order to keep the bacteria stable and to stop the bacteria from multiplying too quickly. So yeah, there are certain probiotics that you can purchase, but I wouldn't purchase any that is on a shelf as opposed to refrigerated.
Okay, so you teach people how to eat vegan. You're now in the Radio Gorgeous kitchen, very excited. I've got Honor here, my daughter, and I've got Christine, who's our broadcast assistant. They're going to try the food.
Okay.
Now you arrived saying, oh no,
I haven't brought any food with me.
I know. I do apologise about that. In my haste, I didn't get to bring anything. But
what's really good
is that you have food in your kitchen already. Yeah,
yeah. Are you going to tell us what we've got?
Okay, we've got a lot of greens. Green is absolutely fantastic. Green is my favourite colour. It's good. We've got a lot of green vegetables, and I like the fact that they are from the farmer's market as well. I always advocate going to the farmer's market. They're a lot cheaper than the supermarket. You don't need to worry about the carbon footprint because they're local or they're within England and they're most likely to be organic. I feel that certain fruits and vegetables in the supermarket are a bit skeptical. So lots of fresh organic fruit and veg. We've got some apples as well, and we have a Nutribullet. I'm not familiar with a Nutribullet because I do have a blender and a juicer, but because I use them so often for my work preparations, mine are more industrial. But we're going to try out with a Nutribullet.
Nutribullet is a bit like a mixture of a
juicer and a blender.
Yeah,
that's fantastic because that is what we're going to make today. We're going to make a mixture of a juice and a smoothie, and we are going to use lots of green veg, and we're also going to use the apples. I'm not sure if we're going to use the bananas or not.
Now, you said apples because you said this could be a bit sour. Let's add something sweet.
Yes. Yeah. For most people, juicing or smoothies, it's a really quick and easy way to incorporate a lot of nutrients into the diet. But most people do like something sweet. So luckily with apples, when it comes to food combining, apples are the only fruit that you can actually add to a green juice, because with fruits and veg, they've got different transit times and they require different enzymes within the digestive system in order to deal with them properly.
To do the work, yes.
But apples, funnily enough, they're neutral. So in regards to digestion and so forth, apples are what we can use in order to sweeten a green juice.
So fabulous. Probably have apples every day, don't you?
Not really. I have green juice every day, but
you don't need the sweetener.
I don't. No, yeah. I'm sweet enough. Yeah. My sugar craving has dissipated, luckily.
So does it go? Does sugar craving go?
My sugar craving has gone. Yes, most definitely. Yep. So many things since being raw. So many things have happened.
Can you give us a few things?
I don't need to hit the snooze button. When the alarm goes off, I'll just get up. Normally, I get up before the alarm. Like my rhythm, my sleeping rhythm, my sleeping pattern has normalized itself. I have a lot of energy. I'm a lot more creative and proactive, as opposed to just saying I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. I actually get things done. My cycle as well, it's gone down from 6 days to 3 days. Hardly any clotting, hardly any pain, no PMT, just an initial tearing, which is the indication that it started, and then that's it. It's quite an enjoyable period. I feel, more than anything, it's the way that it makes me feel. I just feel absolutely fantastic, and I'm just happy to impart the information.
Radio Gorgeous, gorgeous lives. 5 years you've been doing it.
Since 2009, 2010, wow. Yes. But I've always been quite interested in health and just the way in which foods correlate with the functions of the body and so forth, and to take preventative measures as well, and how certain diseases can be caused by the foods that we eat, and how to prevent certain diseases by just...
Okay, let's get... I can't say the word cooking, let's get chopping.
Yes, we're going to get chopping, yes. Eating without heating... workshop that we're going to embark on this afternoon. So yes, okay.
We're going to make everyone have a little sip.
Yeah.
What you do with a YouTube? Look, you can go. That's the max.
That's the maximum, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we've got some kale. We use a little bit of kale because kale can be quite strong. I like the dark green leafy veg because they're very high in antioxidants, very high in iron as well. So they're very good for.
And if you're a vegan, you need that more than other people.
Yes.
Being a vegan, it's a serious thing because you've got to get all your right proteins and things. How do you get protein in your diet?
Protein you can get from a variety of different nuts and seeds. There are also green leafy veg. They also provide a certain amount of protein as well. So protein, nuts, seeds, hemp, all kinds, nuts and seeds, basically. Mm. Yeah. For those that have a nut allergy, you can get your protein from certain pulses. So like lentils, chickpeas, and so forth. When you say to people that I'm either vegetarian or vegan, the first thing most people say is, so where are you going to get your protein from?
I'm the worst.
But I don't feel protein is the most important nutrient. I think it's just what most people associate meat or dairy products with. So they feel that, oh, well, if you're no longer going to have that, then you're going to be lacking in something that's very important. Mm. And not to say that protein isn't important, but I don't think it's the most important in regards to nutrients.
We all were vegan. I mean, literally. A few 60,000 years ago.
Yes, most definitely we were.
Because a caveman diet must have been berries, seeds, nuts and fruit and veg.
Yes.
I mean, that's why we have our appendix, don't we? Because we ate so much grass, didn't we?
Is that what the appendix are for?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We were like cows. We chewed all day and our teeth were different. They were flatter.
Okay.
So we'd just chew and chew and chew all day. And then we had to have the appendix to break down all the green we'd eaten.
It's funny that you say that in regards to cows, because a lot of us drink cow's milk, not realizing that the milk is actually for the baby calf and that the cows, yes, they do eat a lot of grass. So yeah, okay. Well, I didn't realize that about the appendix. Mm. But yes, times have since changed and we've been led to believe that we need to eat certain things that they dazzle us with on the television programs or in the adverts. They make it very cheap and easily accessible to eat things.
Especially
that
fast food.
Fast food, most definitely. I mean, the things that they are doing, especially in my community, where they have fried chicken shops in close proximity to a school. And these shops, they're open from like 10 in the morning till late at night. And school children going in there for brunch and lunch. And then I think, is it tea? Is that what they have before dinner? Mm. And all of this whilst they're in the school timetable. So it is quite disgusting. But we were, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Your food is meant to be grown and not born.
That's
nice. Thank you.
Grown, not born. I like
yes,
it. So you've just put spinach in. Now you've got a handful of parsley, flat leaf parsley.
We're going to put some of that in. And I'm going to quickly wash the celery, if that's okay.
Because it's covered in mud, which is a good sign, isn't it?
And especially with the fruit and veg, we've also been led to believe that it needs to look perfect. It needs to look big and round and plump and shiny. And juicy. Yeah, and shiny as well. No, it's not meant to. If we find holes in our fruit and vegetables, that's fantastic. That's like the animal's stamp of approval. Because if the holes weren't there, that means that they didn't want it. It's full of pesticides and insecticides. So it's gone to find something else.
Oh, I love it. So my wormy pears are edible.
Your wormy pears are most definitely edible. Yes, right, you got the stamp of approval from whoever it was that caused the holes.
We're in the kitchen now. We're getting... There you are. You can scrub.
Thank you.
Because she's scrubbing her parsley sticks. I mean, not parsley. What they're called? Celery sticks.
Radio Gorgeous.
Add a little bit of water.
A little bit of water.
Yeah.
And
I'll get you some water.
My hand's a little bit wet.
Are you going to remove the seeds from the apple?
No, I'm not going to remove the seeds. I think there's a lot of goodness in the seeds. Because, I mean, if there wasn't seeds, then we should be a little bit sceptical. I remember when I used to buy seedless grapes. And I used to think, seedless grapes, because it was such a hassle to spit out the pips and so forth. But then I started to think, hang on, the grapes are meant to have seeds. Where are these seeds? And if there aren't seeds in the grapes, then how are they continuing to grow or manufacture them? So I would say most definitely let us keep the seeds in, because there is goodness in the seeds. As well as there is goodness in the fruit and the veg.
Shall I add the water? Because I know from making this, probably about that much. It should be enough.
Just about a cup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's American. No one English knows what a cup size. Okay, now shall I put it on the thing, darling?
250 milliliters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now.
Let's see how this.
Okay. Might be a bit full, so what we might do is. Oh, it's coming. Look at it, bouncing up and down. It's got body.
Green is good.
Green is awfully good.
Yeah. Now we'll get glasses and we've all got to have some.
Yes.
So unlike a juicer, all of the fiber stays in a NutriBullet.
Yes.
And so it's more like a blender.
Yeah, it's kind of like a smoothie. It's a, it's a blender basically. But it's quite good, quite nifty.
Well, the thing about it is you can put nuts and seeds, so you can make almond milk with it, or you can add, you know.
You can also put vodka in there, right?
Yeah.
Just checking. That's raw.
In regards to nuts and seeds, I also want to add that they need to be soaked first in order to... They have something called enzyme inhibitors. So it's like they've got their own natural storage system. So once they are activated by being immersed in water for either 4 to 8 hours, depending on the nut or the seed, you'd need to check and see how long they actually need to be soaked for. And then after that, you discard the water and then you're able to use them to eat them.
That goes for grains as well, doesn't it? Because again, that goes to the idea idea of the potential inside
yes.
the seed or the grain.
Yes.
It is the seed. It has everything you need.
Exactly.
But it needs to be activated. Just like when we germinate a seed, you know, to grow something.
Yes. So, and also it would help. I feel that it has caused a lot of digestive problems, a lot of allergies and so forth. Yeah, it's quite thick, isn't it? don't forget the dog. There's five of us. Oh, okay. That's a glass as well. Yeah, I forgot. So, yes, I was just saying that nuts and seeds, they... Thank
you.
You're
too thick to drink.
No, it's fine.
I'm not too thick to drink.
Yeah. Cheers.
Bottoms up, nice. Down the hatch. Nice. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. 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 Cheers.
Okay, all together now.
Down the hatch.
Mm. Mm. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. I've just got a seed.
Think of the goodness.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
It just tastes green. It tastes green, doesn't it? It tastes of parsley, yeah. apples.
Mm-hmm. You can taste everything that's in there.
Yeah.
But I would think if you put cold vegetable stock in there, it'd be like soup. It'd be like vichyssoise or whatever, yeah. minus the potato.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you could put a vegetable soup in there as well. Yeah. Take out the apples. Yeah. Maybe put certain herbs in there and so forth.
Really taste the apple.
You can taste the apple in there as well.
The aftertaste is the apple.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're not burping up parsley.
Not yet.
We'll see.
Exactly.
Very good. Very good. Okay, so if people want to get hold of you, what do they do then?
They can get hold of me via my website. Unfortunately, we're coming up to the end of the year and I've only got one raw food workshop left this year, which is fully booked. The website is allthews.libraw, which is LIBRAW.co.uk. And that stands for me being a Libran raw vegan. So all the www.libraw.co.uk. Or you can send me an email, which is info@libraw.co.uk.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Natural November?
The Natural November, yes. Yeah. That's taking place in 10 days. Natural November, that's what's keeping me busy at the moment. It's a natural, cultural, hair, health, wealth and beauty event.
And this is its ninth year, right?
Not the ninth year, I do it twice a year. I first started in November 2011 but this is the ninth one. And it's taking place on Saturday the 5th of December at the Platinus College. It used to be called Stockwell Manor on Clapham Road, 5 minutes from Stockwell Station.
And what happens there?
It's a special selection of seminars, services, shows and stalls. And it's to do with natural, cultural, hair, health, wealth and beauty. So basically making the most of some of the most learned and respected educators within the Black community that are going to be giving informative, educational, interactive adult and children seminars. There's going to be a hair and beauty show. There's going to be healthy food. There's going to be healthy products.
Sounds brilliant. We've all got to come to it. My daughter, Honor, they've got to come here to get the boys.
Yeah. I was wondering, is it really healthy to have, if you could just do a drinking like diet as in just having these as juices, would you not recommend that or would you?
Do you mean just juices?
Just juices. Like if I was having like five of those a day, for example. Would that be healthy? Or?
Yes. I do decide to have juice fasts every now and again. Yeah. Juice fasting is very good. It gives the digestive system a break. And also to just have juice, it means that a lot of nutrients are going to get into your body and to the areas that are needed in a shorter space of time. So juice fasting is very beneficial.
How many days do you normally do?
Normally every week I do a juice fast for one day. Every month I try to do a 7 or 8 day juice fast. But also I want to try and go according to the seasons as well, because there's certain times of the year, depending on whether you follow like the new moon or the full moon, there's certain juice fasts and there's certain things that you're meant to drink. It is the full moon today as well. Yes, full moon in Gemini. And so there's different ways in which you can incorporate juice in, but I would most definitely recommend that you
Well, I think come the new year, we've got to do a Radio Gorgeous Juice Day.
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Yes.
Great. Okay, thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Pick your Afro Daddy, because it's flat on one side. You need to pick your Afro Daddy.
Produced for Radio Gorgeous by Radio Gorgeous Productions and edited by Christine Ben Ame.
You don't pick your afro.
And remember, you do all your chores before you go to the